Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is the perfect storm is nearby. So I looked up the definition of perfect storm, and it's a combination of events which are not normally a problem, but when they all occur at the same time, it's a big problem. Okay? These are the four things that apparently are either in progress or we believe about to hit. One, Israel-Hamas agreement, as in a Palestinian state, as I'm about to show you, apparently is at the door, too. War with China and Russia continues to heat up. Also, additional information on why there's a food and water shortage and more information that the dollar is falling. This is big. This is from Reuters. Hamas says it accepts UN-backed Gaza truce plan. U.S. cites hopeful sign. Now, see, Israel has agreed several times to an agreement. It has been Hamas the whole time that has been holding this up. Well, it says now Hamas accepts a UN resolution backing a plan to end the war with Israel and Gaza and is now ready to negotiate details. Well, of course, you've heard the old saying, the devil's in the details. So it might be close. It might not be close yet. Anyway. So it says, but Qatari and Egyptian mediators have not received formal replies from Hamas or Israel to the UN-backed truce proposal. And it goes on to say, Blinken met with Israeli officials on Tuesday in a push to end the eight-month-old Israeli air ground war against Hamas that has devastated Gaza a day after, I'm very pro-Israel, okay? After President Joe Biden's proposal for a truce is approved by the U.N. Security Council. On Tuesday, Hamas official says it's accepted a ceasefire resolution is now ready to negotiate over the specifics. This required a formula stipulating the total withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza and a swap of hostages held in Gaza for Palestinians jailed in Israel. So we will see. In other words, I think Israel is not going to do anything until they're willing to release all of the hostages. And the problem is they generally don't get a one-for-one. In other words, one hostage released for one Palestinian. It's more like one hostage for 250 Palestinians. So not an even deal. But again, the prophecy says that Israel will agree, but it'd be a temporary measure to allow Israeli time to strengthen the military. So it goes on to say the official repeated Israel's long-standing stance that Hamas military and governing capabilities in Gaza must be annihilated and all hostages freed, with Gaza posing no threat to Israel in the future. Yeah, right. Now let's talk about war. Ukraine aircraft strikes interior Russia with West-supplied weapons. This is exactly what we've been expecting, okay? And Russia now has cause. As soon as this happens, and now it has apparently happened, they have cause to attack America. Ukrainian fighter jets have fired NATO missiles at a target on Russian territory for the first time in this war. A Russian commando node was hit on Sunday in the area of Belgorod. Expect a massive response from Moscow. NATO continues to use Ukraine to launch its attacks on Russia. The conflict between Ukraine and Russia is deteriorating so fast, and on so many levels, due to NATO interference, we are causing the war. If we would just pull out and let if we were to pull out of Ukraine and let Ukraine fall, as in my opinion ought to happen, then no problem. But you see, the West, all of these articles, all of them, several different places, they're all saying the problem is the West. They're all saying the West is causing this war to escalate. Many levels due to NATO interference, that Serbia's president openly warns World War III in Europe. We are months away from a full-scale war between NATO and Russia. Now, I don't think it's that close, but again, we know it's not going to happen until there's an internal revolution in America, and that may be happening this year. But anyway, let's go on. All signs point to a major war in Europe. We're heading for a major catastrophe, and it seems that the train has already left the station and can no longer be stopped. That's big. No one in the West is talking about peace anymore, only more war. The West thinks it can win and take out Russia. I think the West is wrong. This is Hal Turner talking, which, by the way, I agree with this part. Both sides now believe it is an essential threat for them, so I don't think they will find a solution other than war and everything is at stake, and we know where it's going. It's too bad more people won't listen to God's prophets, but Israel did the same thing. Israel made the same mistake. If you read the Old Testament over and over and over, God sent prophets. Israel wouldn't listen. So they went into judgment. They went off into Babylon. They were killed, or some bad thing happened to them. Same thing. America is not listening to God's prophets. In Europe, the leaders act as big heroes, but they're not honest and do not tell their citizens that they will all pay a big price if it comes to war. We agree. Our government, our media is lying to us. I'm so sick and tired of being lied to. So this is what Turner says. It's been well over a year since the collective West announced F-16s for Ukraine. Since that moment, I said and repeated ad nauseum that Ukraine will never get F-16s because they do not have the airfields and the maintenance to operate them. The simple fact is, they will have to use F-16 from NATO bases. Also proves that those jets will have NATO pilots. I hope you're listening. Okay, this is why Russia is going to attack us. And of course, we know it's actually God's hand because of the sins in America. Because once those F-16s start hitting Russian targets, well, it will mean expanding World War III, which already has started. It's not really hard to understand that once Russia hits those NATO airfields, which they will do, World War III goes beyond Ukraine. Hence, there is no point in training Ukrainian pilots. Well, the other article just said that's already happened. He says, I was right. NATO forces started direct attacks against Russia at the end of last month when they gave the green light to Ukraine to use Western weapons to strike inside Russia. We all know that NATO troops are doing it, not Ukrainians. This is another article. Russian naval group is now off of the shores of Melbourne, Florida. See that green there? Okay, that's one of our planes flying around in circles following a Russian submarine underneath it. He says, the United States and NATO vassals are making more and more trouble for Russia inside Ukraine. So now Russia is demonstrating to us that they can make trouble for us here inside the United States. While what we are doing in Ukraine is causing the deaths of Russian soldiers, Russia has not yet decided to bring death to our people. Notice I said yet. This is what the U.S. Congress and the U.S. President are causing. While they play the sport of kings, meaning war, we, the American people, are the ones that are being endangered here inside our own country. If we get attacked here inside America by Russian forces, the sole and exclusive blame rests on members of the United States House of Representatives, the United States Senate, and the present illegitimate occupant of the presidency, he says. They have been warned over and over again by Russia to stop what they're doing. We've talked about it. We've read articles. Yet Congress not only ignores the warnings, they up the ante to do even worse things. Sooner or later, once the Russians have had enough, they're going to show us just how powerful they are, if not more than we are. And I believe that they are more powerful in America right now. This was on one of the Russian state TVs. Now, what I want you to look at is here. It's saying Russia is now putting their weapons in these areas, right up next to America. So I looked it up, and this is the areas. Just like it said, Russia, okay, that's not on the map. Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, all of this is Central America, okay? Central America, two of the countries, probably one of one, which is North Korea, will attack and defeat America in 1 hour, and it's not the Russians. Just like the angel said, when God will hit America, all the nations will be terrified. got to raise up China, Japan, and many of the nations. They'll go against the Russians. They'll defeat the Russians. They'll back the Russians to the gates of Paris where they sign a peace treaty, but they make the Russians their leader. Then, with all the world as the Russians as their leader, so that's one of the reasons I think the Antichrist possibly comes from Russia. All the world with the Russians as the leader, they go down to attack Israel. Israel can't count on the help of the Jews in America, so she cries for Messiah. Jesus returns on the clouds, and it's Armageddon. Okay, now, North Korea's leader's sister, his sister, warns of a new counteraction against South Korea. In other words, what they're saying is they are trumping up reasons. This is not the first article we've had on this. North Korea is trumping up reasons to attack South Korea. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has warned that the South Korea is going to be facing an unspecified new counteraction. Okay, in other words, what's that? In other words, count on an attack from North Korea. By the North, it keeps sending. Of course, if you can read the whole article, it just says that these two brothers have been fighting each other for many years, wrongly. China issues a nuclear statement to U.S., and of course, we're not going to listen. China has accused the U.S. of undermining, so this is China and Russia, saying the West is starting this war. Accused the U.S. of undermining nuclear disarmament and should reflect on its behavior regarding non-proliferation. In other words, you should not be putting all of these arms in places that can threaten us. The criticism by the Chinese embassy in the U.S. was in response to a senior White House aide that Washington may have to deploy more strategic nuclear weapons in the future to deter the threats of Russia, China, and other adversaries. We're causing the problem. America's causing the problem. Both Russia and China are saying it. But an unnamed Chinese embassy representative told the state-run TASS news agency that the comments showed how Washington is, quote, is undermining nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation regime and should stop doing it. But we keep doing it. In other words, evil in high places in America are actually causing the Russian bear to get angry, just like Dmitry Dudeman was told. Washington is undermining. Washington is causing the problem. The Chinese embassy statement said that the U.S. clings to a first-use nuclear policy. Wait a minute. What? The Chinese are saying that we have a first-use nuclear policy. In other words, our adversaries, forget what we say, they say that we will actually attack them first. Now, it doesn't make any difference what we say. What makes a difference is what they believe. So both Russia and China believe that America will use nuclear weapons first. Now, what does that mean? It means that they got to use them before we use them, which is what the prophecy says. It is withdrawn from treaties, talking about the West, withdrawn from treaties and organizations concerning armed control, enhanced the NATO nuclear alliance, and expanded cooperation with the Allies on advanced military technologies. Both China and Russia say we are the problem, and we're not listening. That's the reason, if you don't have one of these, got one right here, recommend you go to empshield.com. Now, if you get hit one of those big ones, the big nuclear weapons, doesn't matter. But this is great to protect you from some kind of a suitcase nuke that's maybe we'll just fry your computer chips. But if you want your car to start, if you want your computer to still work, empshield.com. Promo code PROPHECY gets you a $50 discount and it helps your prophecy club. All right, on to the next topic. Food and water shortage. No farmers, no food. Globalist war on food is ramping up. Idaho shuts down farmers and their access to water and says we're all going to fail. This is not the only article. Here's another article. 500,000 acres of Idaho farmland lose access to water. Now, is it that there's not any water? No, that's not the problem. The problem is regulations. They come in and they find one chicken from their test that might not have had anything wrong with it. And the regulations say you got to kill 6.2 million chickens. They come in and they find one cow with mad cow disease, and the regulations say now you got to kill 3 million cows. So our regulations, okay, now who does the regulations? Now you could say Biden, but it's really people above Biden. It's the Molochs. It's people in high places that want to put their man, the Antichrist, on the throne. You can read the article, but essentially it's saying through regulations that they're taking the water away from farmers in Idaho. And sad to say, not the only place it's happening. The curtailment impacts about 640,000 junior groundwater rights holders. Okay, so this is it's a law. It's a regulation that is causing this. What's it doing? Idaho farmers say water curtailment will dry up the land, push them out of business. This particular one guy has 8,500 acres of land. He says the water cut off, big problem, prevents him from irrigating crops. And they're also, the state is giving him fines of $300 per acre if he doesn't stop using their water. Okay, so this is regulations shutting down farmers, and sad to say it's not the only place, truth be known. Truckers who ship their products harvested by local farmers would be forced to freight in those products elsewhere, resulting in high prices. Tractors and other equipment, many other farmers lease from these dealers, so it's negatively impacting the whole area. We hire extra drivers to get liquid fertilizer and chemicals. They've already paid for the fertilizer. They've got contracts with wheat companies. And if they don't provide the wheat, they have to go out and buy the wheat to fill that contract. Without a hay crop, farmers can't sustain cattle, which in turn impacts the quality of beef and beef prices. So regulations, I hope you're listening, regulations are taking away your food. Food you ate last year might not be there this year and probably won't be there next year. Higher prices, expect it. Drive residents out due to high property taxes. Schools in smaller rural areas might close. My suggestion, josephskitchen.com. So right now they're overstocked on red wheat. They want to get rid of the red wheat, so they're making this special. Buy one pail of red wheat and get another pail of red wheat free. Buy one, get one free. While supplies last, josephskitchen.com. Now, what does that mean? Well, one loaf of bread feeds one person, for about a week. Each bucket makes about 28 loaves, which means one bucket feeds one person for about 6 months. My suggestion is right down here. Get 8 pails, feed 4 people for about 1 year, and right now they'll double it. So if you buy 8, they'll send you 16 pails. That'll feed 8 people for a year or 4 people for 2 years. And it's nitrogen packed, so it's going to keep for lots and lots of years. Okay, how many we don't know. But even if you're not making it into bread, you can boil it and eat it like cereal or something like that. So my suggestion right here, josephskitchen.com. Get it while they're doing a summer blowout. Very good deal. Very good deal. Very good food. Okay, on to the next one. Okay, the next topic, death of the dollar. Now, I covered this the other day, but the point I want to make is just the headline. That's all you need to read. Petrodollar dusk, petroyuan dawn. What that's saying is the petrodollar, our dollar, based upon Saudi Arabian oil, is gone. There is no more petrodollar. And that's just a matter of time. How long? I don't know. My guess is probably a few weeks. Maybe, if we're lucky, a month or two. And then the value of the dollar is going to start going down. Here's another article. BRICS creates new payment system which will compete against the U.S. dollar. So there's a lot of countries shutting down the use of the dollar. Yesterday, the U.S.-Saudi petrodollar agreement ended without being renewed, and the BRICS is sizing every advantage. The U.S. dollar is under serious attack and may soon be taking a nasty plunge, just like prophecy said. The nations of the world, particularly the BRICS nations, are tired of the dollar supremacy and have been wanting to dethrone it for now for a long time. Until recently, it's been impossible due to our strength in America, but Joe Biden is swinging the door wide open for America's fall. 800-200-4653. If you have money, look, I'm telling you, if you have money, you better call and talk to these guys. If it's in paper, if you got a gold, silver, or something like that, you're probably in pretty good shape. But, I mean, let's say you got an IRA or a 401k and your life savings in it. Look. I mean, the prophecies say, here's what the prophecies say. It's going to go down by 30% a couple of months later. 30% a couple of months later, worthless as leaves blowing in the wind. So if your money is in paper, you better call and talk to these guys. 800-200-GOLD-4653. 800-200-GOLD-4653. If you're out and about and all of a sudden you need gasoline, you need food, and the credit cards aren't working, they aren't taking dollars, then one of the best things to have is right here. It's a prepper bar. Each one of these is a little bit bigger than a credit card. It'll fit in your purse or your billfold, and it breaks into various pieces. So you could give them part instead of maybe more silver, more gold than you need to. Carry it right in your billfold, hold your purse. This particular one is 5 bars. You don't necessarily need to carry 5 bars with you, but you call 844-771-1776 or prophecyclubbar.com. Prophecyclubbar.com. 844-771-1776. Okay, the very best offer we have ever had of the Prophecy Club is 40 books for a gift of $100. That is How Pre-Trib Won, Tribulation Secrets in Daniel, God's Warnings to America, Miss the Mark, and The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. I'll explain. As I've said many times, in 2017, I memorized the book of Revelation. I got 30 revelations, 2 visions, and an audible voice. God showed me a secret door, the word first fruits, which is found in Leviticus and also Revelation, that links the feasts to the prophecies of Revelation. And perhaps for the first time, Revelation can be understood. One prophetic word said, there's a lock. I put over a word in the book of Revelation. I'm going to open it to you. It will turn many books written on the end time message into obsolete books. That's this book. Secondly, I put together a collection of the very best prophecies from 32 years in Bible prophecy. Dimitri Dudema, Michael Baldale, Leslie Johnson, Henry Groover, Shane Warren, Terry Bennett, Marie Sklar, Augusto Perez, Doug Metzger, Bree Keaton, and more in God's Warnings to America. Also, how do you talk to people about the mark of the beast, especially if they worship another god? Well, simple way is give them this book. It's a quick read. Takes about 3 hours to read it. But if they'll read 2 or 3 pages, they'll probably read the book. And if they read the book, they will never take the mark of the beast. It explains both the mark of the beast and also the number of the name. And it has these pictures in the book. Finally, How Pre-Trib Won. This book explains the truth about the rapture. It gives 4 foundations for the real truth about the rapture. It also answers 25 pre-trib questions. 1 for $20, each one of these typically, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink wrap sets. The very best deal is go to prophecyclub.com and get the entire 40-book set for $100. I didn't cover every verse in the book of Daniel, didn't need to. I just covered the verses that has to do with us end-time saints. And it's called Tribulation Secrets in Daniel, 1 for $20, 10 for $30, 20 for $50 at prophecyclub.com.